بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to 35th session in which inshallah we will study the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. I am reading a very important hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any group of people that assemble in one of the houses of Allah to study the Quran, tranquility descends upon them, mercy will engulf them, angels will surround them, and Allah will make mention of them to those angels in His proximity. This is reported by a Muslim. So whenever yatluna, and whenever the mustama qawmun fi baytim, what do they do? Yatluna kitab Allahi wa yatadarasunahu baynahum. They recite the book of Allah and teach each other. This is exactly, inshallah, closest to what we are doing, inshallah, in this one. A part of it, of course, we are not doing all the, you know, dars, but, you know, we are learning the basics. So for such people, four blessings are promised, that tranquility will descend upon them, mercy will engulf them, angels will surround them, and Allah will make mention of them to those in His proximity. And we have firm belief that inshallah we are, we will have all those benefits as we are studying Quran. So all these sessions are full of mercy and blessings, inshallah. Now we come to the next part, spoken Arabic. And the last time we were telling the guest to drink ishrab shai, qahwa, halib. Ishrab halib means drink milk, asir, drink juice, or laban, which is kind of product of halib or milk. And also we can go ahead and add some fruits, asir burtuqal, orange juice. Okay, burtuqal is orange. Asir tufah, tufah is apple. Okay, asir tufah, apple juice. Asir manju, mango juice. Asir manju, mango juice. So asir burtuqal, orange juice. Asir tufah, apple juice. Asir manju, mango juice. Manju is so close to mango, maybe it is from Arabic. Allah knows. Okay, or either way, whatever. We come to the grammar. In grammar, remember our sheet. Don't forget this sheet. We started with fa'ala, the basic form, and we said there are 10 mazid fi verbs with extra letters, but here 9 are listed because 10th is ninth one is not very common. But anyway, so the first one is basic fa'ala, and the next one mazid fi is fa'ala. So let us practice this. Fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il.
Fa'ala, yufa'ilu,
fa'il. Mufa'il, mufa'al, taf'il. And the example was sabbaha. Okay, sabbaha, yusabbihu, sabbih.
Sabbaha, yusabbihu, sabbih.
Musabbih, musabbah, tasbih.
Musabbih, musabbah, tasbih.
And the third type was fa'ala. Fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il.
Fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il.
فاعل مفاعل مفاعل مفاعلة
مفاعل مفاعل مفاعلة.
Okay, and the example was جاهد جاهد يجاهد جاهد
جاهد يجاهد جاهد
مجاهد مجاهد مجاهدة
جاهد مجاهد مجاهدة.
And the fourth type, which is very important, very common, is أفعل أفعل يفعل أفعل مفعل مفعل إفعال مفعل مفعل إفعال. Okay, and the best example to remember is أخرج. خرج, he came out. أخرج, he brought out, made somebody come out. أخرج يخرج أخرج
أخرج يخرج أخرج
مخرج مخرج إخراج
مخرج إخراج.
And in the last class, along the same pattern, we did Aslama and Ashraka. Okay, so let us practice Akhraja in detail. Okay, Akhraja, Akhraju.
Akhraja, Akhraju.
Akhrajta, Akhrajtum.
Akhrajta, Akhrajtum.
Akhrajtu, Akhrajna.
Akhrajtu, Akhrajna.
Yukhriju, yukhrijuna. Tukhriju, tukhrijuna. Ukhriju, nukhriju. Akhrij, akhriju. La tukhrij, la tukhriju. Mukhrij, mukhraj, ikhraj. And we did aslama and ashraka, the same pattern. Aslama means he submitted. Okay? Aslama, aslamu. Aslamta, aslamtum. Aslamtu, aslamna. Yuslimu, yuslimuna. Tuslimu, tuslimuna. Uslimu, nuslimu. Aslim, aslimu. La tuslim, la tuslimu. Muslim, muslim, islam. Okay, and another example was ashraka. Ashraka means he associated partners. Okay, ashraka, ashraku. Ashrakta, ashraktum. Ashraktu, ashrakna. Yushriku, yushrikuna. Tushriku, tushrikuna. Ushriku, nushriku. Ashrik, ashriku. La tushrik, la tushriku. Mushrik, mushrak, ishrak. By the way, what will be the feminine? Huwa akhraja hiya? Akhrajat. And hiya? Takhruju. She brings out takhruju. Okay? Sorry, tukhriju. Tukhriju. Akhraja, yukhriju. Tukhriju. And huwa aslama hiya? Aslamat wa hiya? Tuslimu. Huwa ashraka hiya? Ashrakat wa hiya? Tushriku. We will do two more verbs today on the same pattern and which are very common. First of all, it is anzala, which has come in Al-Quran 190 times, many, many times. Okay, anzala. Anzala means he revealed, he sent down. Nazala, he came down. Anzala, he sent down. Anzala, anzalu. Anzalta, anzaltum. Anzaltu, anzalna. Yunzilu, yunziluna. Tunzilu, tunziluna. Unzilu, nunzilu. Anzil, anzilu. La tunzil, la tunzilu. Munzil, munzal, inzal. Okay. And huwa anzala hiya? Anzalat. Wa hiya, she sends down. Hiya tunzilu. Tunzilu. And the last one was, the other one is adalla. Adalla is, he sent someone astray. You know, adalla is to go astray. Adalla, make someone go astray. Okay? Or send someone astray. Make someone go astray. Okay. Adalla, adallu. Adlalta, adlaltum. Adlaltu, adlalna. Yudillu, yudilluna. Tudillu, tudilluna. Udillu, nudillu. Adlil, adlilu. La tudill, la tudillu. Mudill, mudall, idlal. We have studied man yahdihillahu fala mudillala. Here it is. Adalla, he made someone go astray. Yudillu, that means he makes someone go astray. Mudill, the one who makes someone go astray. Okay, just look, so these are the verbs that try to practice them as much as possible. Now let us come to the revision of the last class, the third part. Now we come to the revision of last class. In the last class we studied two verses, 284 and 285 from the last of Surah Al-Baqarah. We'll translate that inshallah and then we'll go to the last verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Lillahi to Allah. Ma, whatever. Fis samawat, in the heavens. Wa ma, and whatever. Fil ard, in the earth. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ And in, if. Tubudu, you disclose. Actually, it is Tubuduna, but Noon has dropped. We'll see those rules later on at the second level. And if you disclose ma, whatever fi anfusikum, in yourselves, aw, or tukhfuhu, you conceal it. It is tukhfuna, but Noon is dropped. Aw tukhfuhu, or if you conceal it, yuhasibukum, will call you to account, bihi, for it, Allah. And if you disclose whatever is in yourselves, or you conceal it, Allah will call you to account for it. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Thus, يَغْفِرُ, he will forgive. لِمَنْ يَغْفِرُ لِي, he will forgive. مَنْ, whom, يَشَاءُ, he wills. وَ, and يُعَذِّبُ, and he will punish. مَنْ, whom, يَشَاءُ, he wills. So he will forgive whom he wills, and he will punish whom he wills. Meaning, if he wants to punish someone, then nobody can stop his will, his action. That's what it means. Wallahu alam. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wallahu, and Allah, ala, on, kulli shay'in, thing, qadir, all powerful. And Allah is powerful over everything. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. آمن, believed. آمن الرسول, the messenger believed, has believed. بما, بما is in what. أنزل, was revealed. You see, أنزل, he revealed. أنزل, was revealed. إليه, to him. من ربه, from his Lord. والمؤمنون, and so did the believers. The messenger believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord, and so did the believers. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. كُلٌّ, each one, everyone, each one. آمَنَ, believed. بِاللَّهِ, in Allah. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, and his angels. وَكُتُبِهِ, and his books. وَرُسُلِهِ, and his messengers. Each one has believed in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. لَا نُفَرِّقُ, we make no distinction. تَفْرِيق is distinction. بَيْنَ, between. أَحَد, anyone. مِّن رُسُلِهِ, of his messengers. We make no distinction between any one of his messengers. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. وَقَالُوا, and they said, سَمِعْنَا, we heard. وَأَطَعْنَا, and we obeyed. And they said, we heard and we obey, we hear and we obey. غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. غُفْرَانَكَ, your forgiveness, our Lord. رَبَّنَا, our Lord, that is, we ask your forgiveness. وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ, and to you is the return. Okay, now we come to the next part, which is the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. لا يكلف, Allah does not burden. Okay, does not burden. You see, كلف, see, سبح يسبح سبح, كلف يكلف كلف, مكلف مكلف تكليف. Okay, لا يكلف الله, Allah does not burden نفسا, any soul, إلا, but or except, وسعها, to its capacity. ها, who is ها here? نفس, it has, نفس is feminine. Allah does not burden any soul but to its capacity. وسعها.
يكلف الله, Allah burden نفس, person,
any soul,
any soul,
وسعها, its capacity.
Allah does not burden any soul,
but to its capacity. Okay. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. لها for it, for her or for it. ما that which كسبت, it earned. You see, هو كسب here, كسبت النفس is feminine. That's why for it is what it has earned.
لها ما كسبت for it. لها what for it. ما that كسبت it has earned. For it is that which has earned.
What it has earned. وعليها ما اكتسبت. وعليها and on it. Actually, here it means against. على is used in the sense of against also. ما what اكتسبت, it earned evil. You see, كسبا and اكتسبا. كسبا is basic form. اكتسبا we will study. It is افتعل form. And there is a beautiful explanation that whenever there is extra letters in the verb, it also, one of the sense is, it also increases, it also implies extra effort. So اكتسبا is something difficult to do. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is, if somebody is close to his nature, his fitrah, doing good is easier. لَهَمَا كَسَبَتْ. For always is in favor. So whatever good it has earned, it is for itself. وَعَلَيْهَا and against it, مَكْتَسَبَتْ. So a person has to violate his fitrah and then do the sin. So whatever and against it is what it has earned. Wallahu alam. Yes. وعليها ما اكتسبت. Yeah. وعليها meaning against it. What اكتسبت. It earned. Yes. Is what it has earned. Yeah. Actually, it will be like this, and against it will be the consequence of what it has earned. Okay. For it is what it has earned. For it is the good what it has earned, and against it is the evil that it has earned. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا, our Lord, لا تؤاخذنا, do not take us to task. أخذ is from فاعل. أخذ, يؤاخذ, آخذ, مؤاخذ, مؤاخذ, مؤاخذة. Do not take us to task. If inshallah. In nasina, if we forget. أو or أخطأنا, we erred. We did mistake. We erred. خطأ. Our Lord, do not take us to task if we have forgotten or we erred. ربنا لا تؤاخذ.
ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا, our Lord, لا تؤاخذنا. Do not take us to task.
In
if
نسينا.
نسينا.
We forgot.
If we forget.
If we
forget. Or أخطأنا. Erred. Our Lord, do not take us to task if we have
forgotten or if you have erred. I don't know. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا, our Lord, ولا تحمل and do not lay. Okay. علينا, upon us. إصرا, a burden. Our Lord, and do not lay upon us a burden. تحمل علينا.
ربنا, our Lord, ولا and not
تحمل.
تحمل
لي
علينا.
On us. إسرا.
إسرا.
Burden.
Lord, our Lord,
do not lay upon us.
Do not lay upon us
a burden. And then it continues. كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. كما, like that which. You see, ك is like كعصف مأكل. Or كما is also like كما صليت على إبراهيم. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala as like that which hamaltahu you laid it ala alladhina on those who min qablina before us like that which you laid upon it upon you like that which you laid it upon those who went before us
kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina
kama like that which hamaltahu you laid it
ala on alladhina those who mean
min qablina before us
before us
min qabl together means before na as min qabl like that which you laid it
like that which you laid it
upon those
before us
right ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به ربنا our lord ولا and do not تحملنا burden us with ما that which لا طاقة no strength لنا we have or for us به of it our lord do not burden us with that which we have no strength to bear it No strength to bear. Yeah.
Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bihi. Rabbana wala.
And not. Tuhammilna burden us.
Ma la taqata.
That which.
La no strength.
Lana. We have of it. Our Lord.
Do not burden us
with that
strength
with which we have no strength to bear with that which we have no strength to bear wa'fu 'anna waghfir lana warhamna wa'fu 'anna wa'fu 'an means pardon na us wa'fu 'anna and pardon us وَغْفِرْ لَنَا and forgive us وَرْحَمْنَا and have mercy upon us and pardon us and forgive us and have mercy upon us
وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا وَغْفِرْنَا and pardon us وَغْفِرْ لَنَا and forgive us
وَرْحَمْنَا
and have mercy upon us And pardon us and forgive us and have mercy upon us.
And this is one of the beautiful prayer. By the way, there are two things I want to say. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do 100 things and we face Allah probably with only 10 or 5. So we are saying, Allah, wa'afwanna, pardon us. We have not done 95. We did only 5. Waghfir lana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask us to do any wrong. But we did so many wrongs. So forgive us means, ghafara means to cover. Okay? Cover our sins. Accept those, accept those omissions and forgive those commissions, wrongs. And then what remains? Nothing. How can we enter into paradise or enter into mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the mercy? No. So we are asking, وَرْحَمْنَا and have mercy upon us. Because without His mercy, we will be nowhere. And in fact, the Prophet ﷺ said that none of you can enter paradise, the message is, based on his actions. None of you can enter paradise based on his action. He cannot say, I did so many prayers, and I prayed so many times, and I gave charity and made hajj. No. And the companions asked, even you, O Prophet? And he said, yes, even I cannot enter paradise because of my actions, except if Allah covers me with His mercy. So we need His mercy. Warhamna. And the next thing I want to say is the beautiful example of prepositions. You see, preposition with a verb cannot always be translated directly. It depends on the language to which you are translating. You see, afa'an. You have only one word in Arabic, pardon. You don't have to add any preposition. Pardon with us or to us, no. And pardon us. Ghafara li. Ghafara comes with li, preposition in Arabic. But in English, forgive us. Warhamna. and mercy us. There is no such thing. So you have to add a preposition and have mercy on us. So the preposition sometimes is translated or is translated differently depending on the verb. Okay? So, okay. Wa'afu'anna. Go ahead. It's over. Okay. Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawmil kafirin. Anta, you, maulana, our protector, fansurna, so give us victory, ala, over alqawm, the people, alkafirin, the disbelievers. You are our protector, so give us victory over the disbelieving people. Maulana, our protector, yes. Fansurna. So give us victory.
On
Qawm,
people.
Kafiri.
Disbelievers.
Yes. You are our protector.
You are our protector. And
so give us victory.
Over
the disbelieving people. Okay. Or over the disbelieving people. With that, we complete here, and this is a very beautiful prayer, and the last two verses are, we should recite it every evening because there is a lot of virtue in this one. The Prophet ﷺ said that it is enough for a person if he recites these two verses in the night, enough for him against all evils, and so on. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to understand and practice Quran, subhanahu, and also give us tawfiq to do tadabbur, think over it again and again and again. And now we have understood those verses, we can think about them again and again. Think over them, ponder them. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.